Let us quickly go over again the sugya, so we should be able to understand the Tosfos better. We are on Daf. Let us again start from Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Lo Abaye L'Rav Yosef, around 8 lines from the bottom. Omar Lo Abaye L'Rav Yosef, Ba'at loitizbere the shemer aveda ke shemer chinam dami. You don't hold that a shemer aveda is a shemer chinam. Omar Rabchiya Barabe, Omar Rab Yechanan, Atein Tainis Ganev, Ba'aveda. Mishalim Tashlume Keifo. And if a shemer aveda will tell you that it was nigmar, so he pays Keifo. Pisalke Daitach, Shemer Socha Have. If you will say that Hashemer Aved is Hashemer Socha, Amay Mishalem Tashlume Keifel. So, why does he pay Keifel, Kaune Boy Shlume? He's Hashemer Socha when he says Nignav is Mechuyiv to pay. So he didn't patter himself with Tainus Gneida. So why should he pay Keifel if it was Nimtza Shu Atzmai Gonvoy? Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef answered him that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about that he tainted that it was stolen through an armed robber. That is an onus. And there Afilo Hashem Mesoche is also potter. So Memele, so he tainted a tainer that parted him from paying, and then Nimtza Shabbat's my gunvoy. On Malay, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, listen Mizuyin Gaslanu, listen Mizuyin, since he confronts the Bailim, so he's a Gaslan, not a Ganif. A Malay Shani Aima listed Mizuyan given the mitma meinshi ganav. Rabbi Yosef said no. I hold that a listed Mizuyan is a ganav. So now we hear a member of Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Yosef holds that a listed Mizuyan is a ganav. Eisvei. So the Gemara asks Akasha now on this chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. We learned in the Baraisa, Loi ima marto b'shoim achinam shekein mishalem tashlume keifel. Toima b'shoim socho sheinei mishalem tashlume keifel. So the Baraisa, see in Tosfos Mevayer exactly what the Baraisa is speaking about, but it seems from the Baraisa that Baraisa wanted to learn out Hashem El Socha from Hashem Achinam. Hashem El Socha should have the chiyuvim of Hashem Achinam. So the Gemara says no. The Baraisa says no. Hashem Achinam is a chaymer that Hashem El Socha does not have. Hashem Achinam pays kefil by tain tainis gneve v'nimse shuv atzmai gonvoy. So Hashem Mechinam will pay Kefil. Taimer b'Shem Asocha sheini mishalim tashlume Kefil. Hashem Asocha does not pay tashlume Kefil. V'isal kedaitach listim mizuyin ganavu. So now the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Yosef, if you say that a listim mizuyim is a ganav, so what is pshat in the pirche that Hashem Asochel does not have the chaymer of Tashlume Keifel. V'salke daitach listen mizim ganavu, nimtze b'Hashem Asochel mishalom Tashlume Keifel, but toyintayin is listen mizuyim. So this chaymer, you're telling me that what? That Hashem Achinam is more chomer than Hashem Asochel. Because by Hashem Achinam, there's a concept of Tashlume Keifel, if Nimtze Shuatz my Gonvoy. According to Rav Yosef, Hashem El Socho also pays tashlumei kefil. If the shemesacha will say that a list of mezuyim came, and nimse shabatz my gumvoy. Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered him, hachi kama. Loi imo marto b'shemachinam, shekein mishalem tashlumei kefil b'chol tainoisa. Pshat the pircha is not that by only by a shemachinam there's a concept of tashlumei kefil and not by a shemasocha. You're right. By a shemasocha could also pay kefil if he tainis that it was nigdavai de listem mizuyim. But al kolponim, there are more instances that a shemachinam pays kefil than a shemasocha pays kefil. If a shemachinam tainis nignav, not a yidei listem mizuyim, a poshtik neve. V'nim tse shuvatz moi gon voi, so a shemachinam pays kefil. A shemasocha only pays kefil betainis listem mizuyim. So that is the chayma of shemachinam over shemasocha. Taimi b'shemasocha, sheni mishalem tashlume kefil, elo betayin tainis listem mizuyim. Peisvei. Rekt the Gemara Akashe. It says, v'nishbar oimeis. By Ashoyel, it says that he's chayiv by shvura meisa. Ainli elo shvura meisa. He's only, so it says shvura meisa shayil is chayiv. Gneve va'aveide minay. How do we know that a shayil is chayiv by gneve va'aveide? So Mara says, amret kal v'chayma. Oma shayimel socha. Shepotah by shvura meisa. Hashemel socher is potah by shvura meisa. Chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide. Hashemel socher is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide. Shoyel shechayiv b'shvura meisa. Ein edin shechayiv b'gneiva v'aveide. He says the chomer has to have all the chumres of the kal. So if Hashemel socher, that's kal, that's potter on shvura meisa. Lemais is chayiv by gneiva v'aveidim. So shoyel, that's chomo. That's chayiv by shvura meisa. About the gewissa that should have the chumris of the kal and should be chayiv on gneiva v'aveidim. V'zehu kal v'chayma she'ein olav tshuva. And this is a kal v'chayma that there's no pircha on this kal v'chayma. From here we learn out that a shoyel is chayav b'gneiva v'aveide. V'sal kedaitach listim mezuyin ganefu. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef holds that listim mezuyin ganefu. Amai ein olav tshuve. So why do we say this is a kal v'chayma? There's no pircha on this kal v'chayma. Ikal mifrach, ma l'shoymer socho, shekei mishalem tashlumei kefil betoyin tainis listem mizuyim. There is a choymer that a shoymer socho has over a shoyel. A shoymer socho, if il taine nignavai de listem mizuyim, v'nimtso shu'atz mei gonvoy, shoymer socho will pay kefil. A shoyel will never pay kefil. So there's a chayma that a shayma sochel possesses that a shayel does not possess. So this is a pircha on the kal v'chayma. Because in one inyan, a shayma sochel is more chomel than a shayel. So memele, so it could be that in another inyan it is also more chomel. Shayma sochel is chayim b'gneva v'aveidin and a shayel is potah b'gneva v'aveidin. Amalei kosova haitane kalme beloy shvue adifa mikfeila bishvue. This Tana holds that kalna b'loy shvua, that means a shoyel never pays kefil, by toin tain is ganav, a filo by toin tain is listem mezuyim, but he always pays kerem. That means in all cases, all tain is gneve, if he wanted to steal it, if he didn't want to steal it. But in all cases, he pays keren. If he tainis nignavo, he pays the keren. A shemer sochel, only if there was a shvur sheker, then he pays kefil. By toyin tainis listem mezuyim. So this Tana holds that the tmidis the kechiv of keren, by shoyel, by all tainis gneivim, is more chomel than the efsharus to pay kefil by a shemesoch and betainis listem mezuyin. This comes out through the, if he swore false. Let's just see the last Rashi. The last Rashi says, pshat kalna b'lei shvua adifa mikveila b'shvua. Shoyel odif. Shemischayev bishvuro meiso beloy shum shvua sheker. Ischayev bonsim without any shvua sheker. Mishaymer socho shepotar aleim. Va'af alpi sheyesh bishaymer socho kefil betoyin tainis listem mizuyim. Betoyin tainis listem mizuyim, so then Shemesocha pays kefil. Ein ze chomer, that's not called that a shemesocha is more chomer. The kefil einon einay b'shomrim ad she yishova l'sheker shenignavo imenu. Kefil is only if he swore false. V'ach kach beidem b'perik merube. Hilkach knoso mishum shvuo de konzei rachmone. So the Gemara is saying that the knas of kefil is not mechiyuvei shomrim. Mechiyuvei shomrim, ashoil is mochama. Ashoil is responsible. Afilo by an oynes, is mechiyuv to pay kerem. Ashoimer socha is potter to pay kerem. No, if a shemer socha made a shvua sheker with a tainus list of mezuyim, then they'll pay kefil. So that's not called a chomer in the chiyuvei shemer socha over chiyuvei shoyel. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Pestatoisvis Kosova, and then we'll go backwards. Kosova haitane kalne b'loy shvue adife. That the Tana holds that kalne b'loy shvue, that what a shoyel always pays keren, that is more chomo than kfeile b'shvue. Ve'im toima. So Teisva says, good, that is this Tana. This Tana holds that kalne b'lo yishvu adife mikveila b'shvue. V'Rav Yosef disvira lei le'el alibe dohu tane deliste mezuyin ganefu v'gam seva oisei tane kveila b'shvue odif. We had the previous Baraisa. The Baraisa asked Akasha that there's a chomer of a shomer chinam over a shomer socha. A shomer chinam pays kefil by all tainis nignevo, and a shomer socha only pays kefil by tainis listem mezuyim. That some mele, so there's a chomer of shomer chinam over shomer socha in tashlumei kefil. Now, a shomer socha will pay keren. A shomer socha will pay keren all the time. A shomer socha pays keren by all tainis nignevo,
no, by tainis, liste mezuyim, then I'll pay kefil. But al kaponim, but the baraisa holds, there's a chaymer of shaymachinam over shaymer socha, that is shaymachinam by all tainis gneve pays kefil, and a shaymer socha only pays kefil by tainis liste mezuyim. But by all other tainis, he pays kerem. So what does this tana hold? This tana holds that kfeila bishvua is more chomer than kana b'loy shvua. That's his previous tana. Ve'im toima ve'rabi Yosef desvirele le'el alibe dahu tana the listim mezuyim ganefu. That tana holds listim mezuyim is a ganef. Number one. Now he holds afal pi, even though listim mezuyim is a ganef, but shemachinam is more chomel because shemachinam pays all the time kefil, and shemesoch only pays kefil by listim mezuyim. Vegam soiver oisai tana. Kveila b'shvua odif. A kveila b'shvua is odif mikana b'loy shvua. Im kain minolon gneva v'aveide b'shoyu. So how do you know gneva v'aveide b'shoyu the mishay mer socha lo yalev. Now, so now Tosfos is going on this limud what we just said now. We just said a kal v'chaymer she'ena lov tshuve. We said a kal v'chaymer, how do we know that a shoyel is chayev b'gneve v'aveide? So we said a kal v'chaymer as follows. Ma doch a shoyel socho. That's potter on shvura meiso. Is chayv b'gneva v'aveide. Shoyel, that's chayv b'shvura meis, about the gibbis should be chayv b'gneva v'aveide. So we asked Akasha, no, ma'al l'shoyim al socha, that's chayv kefil, b'toyin tainis liste mizuyim. So what did we answer? So he said, nah, that's not called a chumre, kalne b'loy shvua adife mikfeila b'shvua. Good, that's this tana. But the previous tana holds kveila bishvue is more chomer than kalne b'loy shvue. The previous tana said that a shomer chinam is more chomer than a shomer socha, because a shomer chinam all the time pays kefil, a shomer socha only pays kefil by tainis listem is it. Fine. So al kaponim, the previous tana holds that kveila b'shvua is more chomer than kalna b'loy shvua. So ibazoi, so how does this tana know that a shoyel is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide? I don't have a kal v'chomer. The only way the last tana proved that a shoyel is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide is a kal v'chomer. Ma'adach shomer socha is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide. So I'm adding a shoyel is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide. I'm ala shomer socha shekein chayev b'keifel b'tein tainis listen mezuyim. That's not a chomer. Kana b'loy shvua adifa mekveila b'shvua. But the first time I hold that kveila b'shvua is adifa mekana b'loy shvua. So lemaisa a shomer socha is more chomer than a shoyel. A shomer socha is a chomer that a shoyel doesn't have. So lefiyemis, how do you know that a shoyel is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide? That's the Tosfos kasha. Rav Yosef desvirle alibedu tana de liste mezuyim ganefu. Rav Yosef holds that the previous tana holds liste mezuyim ganef. If the previous tana would not hold liste mezuyim ganef, so then they don't have a kasha because Hashem Mesoch also doesn't pay kefil. But Rabbi Yosef said the previous time holds listim mezuyim ganef. And the previous Tana holds that Kfeila b'shvua is more chomer than Kana b'loy shvua. Gamsei v'oisei Tana Kfeila b'shvua odif. Im kain minolon gneva v'aveda b'shoil. The Mishay Masoch on the Yalef, you can't learn out from Mishay Masoch. Kashe and Rav Yosef. V'chein yesh lahakshoyz l'Rav Yochanan. We can ask the same kashe according to Rav Yochanan. V'asikna l'el alibay. The Gemara before brought down Rav Yochanan, that Rav Yochanan holds that a shema aveide is chayev by toyin tainas ganev. So the Gemara asked, according to Rav Yosef, that a shema aveide is a shema socho, so how can be chayev by toyin tainas ganev? So the Gemara said that Rav Yosef answered, Rav Yochanan holds that a list of mezuyim is a ganev. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that a list of mizuyim is a ganav. Rabbi Yochanan does signal a libay the kesav a list of mizuyim ganav. Uba mafkid muchach the kesava kfeila b'shvu adif b'shmaita the shlichas yatzricha chesorim. So we have the same kasha according to Rabbi Yochanan. So how does Rabbi Yochanan know that a shayl is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveida? I don't have a kal v'chomer from shomer socha, because shomer socha has a chomer that shayl does not have. It pays kveile v'tainis list of mizuyim. V'chein sovar osam rabbelozo. Ablos also holds that what? That's kveila b'shvua adife mikana b'loi shvua. Ubimiru b'svira leidechi mitma mi'in shiganavu. Afal pi shabaylam royin. Umistama svila yochi b'lista mizuyim. So I have Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Lozo that hold these two yesoides, that kveila b'shvua adife mikana b'loi shvua. They hold a list of mizuyim. It's called a ganev. So bezoi, so a shema socha has a choyma over a shoyl. So how do we know that a shoyl is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide? Could be dafke shema socha is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide because shema socha is the choyma of kveila b'shvud. A deitainis list of mizui. Emfer teisvis v'yesh loyma. The nafke lohu mevechi yishal. They learn it out from a vav moisif alinyin rishen. By the parsha of shoyel, it says vechi yishal, vav moisif alinyin rishen, v'yilmad elyoin mitachtoin, v'tachtoin mi elyoin kedemasik beperik hashoyel. So the vav moisav alinyan rishon hanegei alonu is tachtoi me'elyon. So we learn out from this vav that all the chumras it says by a shomer socha apply by a shoyl. A shomer socha is chay v'gneiva v'aveide. So a shoyl is also chay v'gneiva. Not also kal v'chaim. You don't have a kal v'chaim atake. But the vav tells us that we're mamshech the chumras of shomer socha. Anna Shoyl, Samamil, as I know from the Vav, that a Shoyl is Chai B'gneiva v'aveide. Kidemasik b'perek ha-Shoyl. Ula oisa maskone, that's the maskone in perek ha-Shoyl. Loi nitztarech kal bochem, shabraisezu einach anami. The way the Gemara feels oist is a Vav moisev alinyin rishna, I don't need a kal bochem. I, the Gemara there, Gufe, brings down the Kal V'chomer. She'en olof tshuve, if she'en mesoches chai b'gnei b'aveid, about the Gevish Shoyl. Haine mikamid tekele mevechi yishe v'yil metachte miyo. That was before the Gemara was noches, that there's a mahalach of vav meisef alinyan rishon. But lefi emes, we learn a vav meisef alinyan rishon. Now, let us learn the top taisvis. Now, the top taisvis is going on the first paraisa. The first paraisa is asking Akasha, how could you learn out Shema Sochel from Shema Chinam? Shema Chinam is more chomel than Shema Sochel. Shema Chinam is chayiv bekeifel. Shema Sochel is potter from keifel. That was the Baraisa's Kasha. So Rashi did not know exactly what I wanted to learn out, Shem El Socha from Shem Achinam. So Taisus first will tell us Pshat and the Baraisa. Nire de koi ahod de boy le melef bishile amafkit, shliches yad bishem El Socha mishem Achinam. I want to learn out that Hashem Asocha is chai v'vishu shelech yad bepikodin. V'Hashem Asocha used the pikodin. So by Hashem Achinam it says Moisholach Yodoy. I learn out Hashem Achinam is chai v'shliches yad. So the Baraisa wants to learn out Hashem Asocha from Hashem Achinam. If Hashem Achinam is chai v'shliches yad, Avadik v'sh Hashem Asocha. So the Baraisa says, no, Hashem Achinam is more chomer than Hashem Asocha. Hashem Achinam is chayiv kfeila b'shvua. Hashem Asocha is not chayiv kfeila b'shvua. By all cases, al kaponim, according to the maskol. Zuk taisviz. Af al gav, de Hashem Asocha mischayiv kalna b'loi shvua. So what's pshat in this pilche? The Barais is asking that Hashem Achinam is more chomer than Hashem Asoch. Hashem Achinam pays kefil by tainis nignevo, and Hashem Asoch pays karen. It doesn't pay kefil, pays karen below shmur. Vektach toisves, so what is pshat in the pilche of the Barais? Ma l'Hashem Achinam shekein mishalem. Mal Hashem Mechinam Shekein Mishalem Mal Hashem Mechinam Shekein Mishalem Kfeile Bishvue Ay Shem Asocha Peis Kerem Kosova Haytane, the Tana of this Baraisa holds that Kfeile Bishvue Adife Mikarne Beloi Shvue. This Baraisa holds Fakel. That's a machlokes, these two baraisas. The second baraisa we answered holds that he holds that kveila b'shvua, that kalna b'loi shvua is more chomer than kveila b'shvua. The first baraisa holds fakel, that kveila b'shvua is more chomer than kalna b'loi shvua. Fine. Now Taisvis is going to ask a mirdike kasha. V'teima. Lahai tane. According to this Tana, he holds that Kfeilo Bishvue is more chomer than Kalna Beloi Shvue. So Taisa asks two kashas. Kasha number one, Minolon de Parsha Rishayna Nemro B'Shem Achinam Ushniye B'Shem Asoch. Eipach Ano. We have the Parsha of Dalet Shemre, V'chitin ish al reo kesef v'keilem lishmer. And then it says, the second parsha, speaking about the Geber Behema. So the Gemara says later in Ashayel, and Ashay Mechinam is part of, so the first parsha says he's part of from Gneiv of Aveda. The second parsha says he's chayiv b'Gneiv of Aveda. So the Gemara says, in Ashoyel, the Gemara says, how do I know that the first Parsha is speaking about Shem Achinam? The second Parsha is speaking about Shem Asocha. The Beperek Ashoyel, Leikaim Alon, Elo Mishum Dekalno, Beloishvua Adife. The Gemara says The first parsha says, if it's nignav, he's potter. The second parsha says, if it's nignav, he's chayiv. So memele, so mistama, the shem achinam is potter. So the first parsha is speaking about the shem achinam, and the second parsha that says he's chayiv is speaking about the shem asach. That is very good if karno beloy shvue adife mikveila bishvue, because the shem achinam is chayiv kefil. Vitain is nignevo. Hashem Asocha is potter from Kefal. So if you say Karna, but he always pays Karen. So if you say Karna, Baloi Shvue, Adife, Mikfele, Bishvue, so it comes out that the second Parsha is more Chomel than the first Parsha. The second Parsha says he's always Chayiv to pay was Nignav. The first Parsha says he's potter when it was Nignav. So he said the first parsha is speaking about Hashem Achinam, and the second parsha is speaking about Hashem Asach. But according to this Tana holds v'nahapachu that Kfeila Bishvua is more chomer than Karla Beloi Shvua. So the first parsha that says he's potter by Gneve, the first parsha says he's chayiv kefil. The second parsha that says he's chayiv by Gneve is saying he's potter from kefil. So which parsha is more chomer? The first parsha is more chomer than the second parsha, according to the Tana of this Baraisa that holds that Kfeila Bishvua is more chomer than Karna Beloi Shvua. So Bazoi, so maybe the first parsha is speaking about Hashem Asocha, the second parsha is speaking about Hashem Achina. That is kasha number one. Va'oid kasha. And now Taisvis asks Amir de Kekash. The Besamuch Gabi Kalvochoima She'ein Olav Tshuva. The second Baraisa, the Baraisa made a Kalvochoima. What was the Kalvochoima? Madoch Hashema Socho. That's Potom Mishvura Meso. Eschai v'agneve v'aveide. Shoyel, that's chayiv v'ashvura meis, abad gevishe b'chayiv v'agneve v'aveide. Fine. So the Gemara, there was a makshin. Let's go on the makshin, not on the tals. So the makshin asks, no? Shoyim asocha is more chomo than shoyel. Shoyim asocha is chayiv kfeilo by Tayin Tainus Lista Mizuyim, and Shoyul is potter from Koifel. So what did the Makshin hold? Before the Tal, the Tal said, that Kalna Baloi Shvua is Adifa Mikvela Vishwa. Fine, that's the Tal. But let's talk about the Makshin. The Makshin, who in the Esther Kasha, he says, how could you learn out that Shoyul is Chayiv Bigneva Vaveide from Shemel Socha? Well, and Shudik, Shem Asocha is more chomel than Shoyul. Shem Asocha is chayv bekeful by Tainus Lista Mizuyin, and Shoyul is potter from keful. So what did this Tana hold? This Tana held that Kfeile Bishvua is more chomel than Karna Beloi Shvua. That was the Pirchas. I have a Pirch on the Kalvachayim. So let's see now Taisvus in the Veinik. On the side God I have in the Frankel Gemoris, a double Kashi, but let's just see first what it says in our Taisvus. Boit Kashi, the Besomuch Gabi Kalvachayim She'ein Olav Tshuva De Porich, Ma'al Shayim Asocha She'kein Mishalem Tashlumei Keifu. Kloima. Now, let's understand the Gemara's kasha. Ulekach dinhu, sheyischayev b'gneve v'aveide. That's the pirche. The pirche is, taka shemesoch eschayev b'gneve v'aveide. You know why shemesoch eschayev b'gneve v'aveide? Because shemesoch eschayev b'keifu. Adrabe. Kiven de chomeru, avale loimar, sheloy yischayev, kedeshi yischayev keful. The logic of the makshin is pilei ployim. The Makshin is asking a kasha. The Makshin held that if you pay kefil, the Makshin held that kalme beloy shvua is kill be kefil b'shvua. That's kill. So now I'm giving a reason. You know why a shomer socha is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide. Now let's. Chayiv b'gnei v'aveide means that he's potter from kefil. That's what chayiv b'gnei v'aveide means. Shoyel, I want to say, will be chayiv. Shoyel, I want to say, will be potter from gnei v'aveide, because shoyel is not as chomos as shemos ocho. And in other words, he'll be chayiv b'kefil. So the Gemara is using the Gemara says, you know why a shoyel is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide, which means that he's potter from kefil, because he's chayiv kefil by toyin tainis list of mezuin. So he's potter from kefil because he's chayiv kefil. I'm giving a reason, a chaymer of shaymer socha. A shaymer socha, someone's because chayiv kefil, that's a chaymer. Therefore, he's chayiv b'gneiva v'aveida, which is a kula. And then I'm going further. I'm saying a shoyel that will be, that doesn't have the schema of kefil by list of mezuyim. So a shayil will be potter from gneiva v'aveide, which means he'll be chayiv kefil. So the whole gemara, the logic is seisa zich minei obey. God, I'd like to say over the loshen, on the side of the Frankel gemaras, explains the kasha is a double kasha. That the makshin held the kefil b'shvue adife is heichi ovid kal v'chayme klal shoyul shechayiv boi shvura meisam. So he's asking, before the pilcha, you're saying, since shoyel is chayu boi shvura meiso, ein oidin shechayu boi gneiva v'aveide. Avad gibesi shebechayu boi gneiva v'aveide. Adarabe. Hi anaisenes, kiven de hechme boi hakosuv, that is chayu boi shvura meiso, nachmer boi le poitroi min hagneiva, kenei she is chayu kefil. De kefil b'shvu adife. So the first of all, the Kalvo Chaimer, before the Pilche of Shemel Socha, this is a Kalvo Chaimer Sheina Lo Tshuve. So I'm saying that what? That a Shoyel, since he's Chayev B'Shvura Meise, he should Zicha B'Chayev B'Gneiva V'Veide. Pumfakel. Since he's Chayev B'Shvura Meise, he should be Potter B'Gneiva V'Veide in order to be Chayev B'Kefil. This is the kasha that we have. Shekein mishalim tashlume kefil. That a shomer socha pays kefil. By tainis list of mizuyim. So that's why dinu she is chay, that's why he's chayiv b'gneiva v'eida adarabe. Kiven de chomeru, since kefil b'shvue is it's not a reason he's chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide because he's chayiv kefil. Since he's chayiv kefil by toyin tainis list of mezuyim, so he should be potter from gneiva in order to be mechayiv kefil. Kedei she is chayiv kefil. V'yesh loyma. So now Tosfos sheds light on the whole concept that kfeila b'shvue is more chomer than kalna b'loy shvue. So Tosfos says, you have to take this with a grain of salt. Da ha pshita. That is poshut according to everyone. Da adifa chumra de kalna beloy shvua, me chumra de kveila bishvua. That means everyone holds that if a person has to be keren without a shvua, that's icha more chumra than kveila bishvua. De mi yoideya sheyove lidekach. Who says Bechlal will ever be chayiv kefil? That means, keren, you always have to pay if it was nignavo. Kefil is, if he stole it, he could come lidei kefil. But this chayma is atmidiyistik chayma, the chayma of kalna b'loy shvuah. Is zicha more chomo than kfeila bishvue. Kfeila bishvue is, if he stole it, then he's chayiv kefil. But karna b'loy shvue is, he's always chayiv ken. So karna b'loy shvue is zicha more chomo than kfeila bishvue. Now, if that's the case, so now let's go back to the first kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos asks, the first parsha says he's potter from Gneva Vaveda. The second parsha says he's chai b'gneva Vaveda. So Tosfos said, if kfeilo b'loy shvue is more chomel, so maybe the first parsha is speaking about shomer socha. The second parsha is speaking about shomer chino, because he doesn't pay kefil. So Tosfos says, no. Everyone holds that kalne b'loy shvue adife mikefil b'shvue. Ulechach, therefore, if the first parsha says that a shomer chinam is potter by gneiva v'aveide, and the second parsha says that a shomer socha, the first parsha says he's potter from gneiva v'aveide, and the second parsha says he's chayev b'gneiva v'aveide, so avada givis, I have to say that the first parsha is killed at the second parsha, because kalne b'loy shvu adifa mikvela b'shvu. Lekach yeshlonu lahamid parsha shniya shechayiv keren b'gneve v'sheva socha. Shehu chomo. Kalne b'loy shvu is mo chomo. U'parsha rishayne shepoto b'sheva chino. The davar poshutu sheze chomo mize. That's poshut that kalna b'loy shvue is more chomo than kveila b'shvue. Period. That everyone holds. Avolasais pircha al kalva chomel. But here, the Baraisa is asking a pircha on the kalva chomel. That means, here I'm making a kalvachim as follows. Ma docha shoyma chinam, ischayiv vishlichis yad, avadi givis, a shoyma sochal, should be chayiv vishlichis yad. This was that was the kalvachim. Samor says, no, lo yimo marto, a shoyma chinam ischayiv kefil. And a shoyma sochal, is potter from kefil. So what's pshat in this pirche? So pshat in the pirche is as follows. Avolasa is pircha kalvachoymer, sharper pachinan mikefil. A pirche this is. That means even though biderech klal, a shema chinam is kill than a shema socha, a shema chinam is potter from gneva veda, a shema socha is chai b'gneva veda. But al koponim, in one nikude, there's a chaymer that a shema chinam has over a shema soch. But there is a chumre that a shema chinam possesses that a shema soch does not possess. If this is a pircha and a kalvachayma, avalasa is pircha kalvachayma, shaper pochina mikefel. Af al pi shehu chumra ktana. This is a chumra ktana. That means klolistik sicher, Hashem Osocha, who always pays keren, is more chomer than Hashem Achinam. But lemaise, Hashem Achinam is a chumre that Hashem Osocha doesn't have. Hashem Achinam can't pay kefil, all cases, and Hashem Osocha only pays kefil by list of mezuyim. AFP, avalasis pilcha kavachim meshapa pachinam mikefil, AFP shu chumra ktana, even though it's a chumra ktana, kivin she'ein belomet, because Hashem Osocha does not have this chumra. AFP sheyesh belomet chumra acheres chamura mimeno. Even though the lomet has a bigger chaimer, but it has this, but this chaimer doesn't have. The mid of a kalva chaimer is only that the chomer has all the chumers of the cow, but if the cow has in one ikuda a chaimer that the chomer doesn't have, so you can't make a kalva chaimer anymore. V'hai tane de besomuch. Now, the baraisa, the second baraisa, that said that kalna beloy shvue adife mikveila bishvue. So now Taisvus just said that everyone holds this. But al koponim kveila bishvue is a chayma. So Taisvus says no. By tana de besomach de ksava kalna beloy shvue adif mikveila bishvue svirelei da afilu pilcha ein lasseis mimena. That's what he holds. He holds it's not even a pircha mipnei sheze kulosoi gomoloi shemischayev bekeifel. That this chaimer originates because of the kule that it's potter from keren. Vizechum rosoi geiremesloi shepotter mekeifel. And a shoyel that doesn't pay kefil is because it always pays kerem. So he does not hold that kefil is a filu a chumra ktana, because this whole chaimer originates because of the kula shaboy. And the whole kula by shayel originates because of the chumra shaboy. So he holds it's not even considered a pirche. Regam nike bereish po mitziga berabchie teures hazome loiporech. They also, Rabchie is saying such a tiny. The Gemara wanted to say that a dos edim, there's a oinshe hazome, by eid echo, there's no oinshe hazome. So therefore, an eid echo, there's more chomel. So Rabbi Chiel, that's not, the whole reason there's no unshare is over by an Eid Echot, because he's not Mechayev Momen. So it's not, so this chesoron that Hados Eidim has is not mitoich. It's schwacher than an Eid Echot. An Eid Echot doesn't have Teres Hazoma because it wasn't Mechayev Momen. Now let us go back to the first Tosis, which we'll see Meirah Dikazachim. The first Tosis on Omed Aleph. The Gemara had asked the Kasha, and here we'll see Meiradike Yesaidis. Chia Barabba Omer Rabbi Yochanan said that Ashoymer Aveide is Chayev Kefil. The Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yosef, that holds Ashoymer Aveide is Ashoymer Socha, how can it be Chayev Kefil? So the Gemara answered, B'toyin Tainas Listim Mizuyim. Going shetono tainus listem mizuyim. Tema, like Taisves, amai mukilo belistem mizuyim. Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara said, here Rabbi Yochanan says that Hashem Rabbeide is chayiv keifel. So the Gemara asks, ay Hashem Rabbeide, how is he chayiv keifel? So I said, listem mizuyim. So Abai asked him, hey, listem mizuyim is a gano. No, I hold listem mizuyim is a gano. Fact Taisvis, amai mukilo beliste mizuyim, vedochik, so Rabbi Yosef said, a psahoshtik teure, that it's speaking about liste mizuyim, vedochik lemeima de ganefu, look me, they says, I have a poshita eitze. Kegoin shetoanoi tainis gneve boines. I have a case that a shema socho is chayiv kefil. He tainit was nignav boines. She nignava mimeno boines godl. What's the case? Kegoin. Sheshama kas tsofim bachafira bekalke. Tsofim, person made a chafira 100 amas deep. He buried the kesef over there. Amoira de kishmira. Fine. A ganef went and went outside of his house. He also made a chafira 100 amas deep and he made a tunnel and he took out the money. Now what is this? This is a gneiva. For sure this is a gneiva. But I should think that this guy is going to make a chvira, make a whole tunnel and take out the kesef. I should call him a zazach. So this is a gneiva ba'ines. So Taisva says, I bezoi. So we have a poshetaita. The Gemara declares, where is there a hechetimtze that a shemesocho should be chayiv kefil? He tainted, it was stolen from me. A shemesocho is chayiv by gneiva, a poshet the gneiva. But he tainted, it was a gneiva bainis. A gneiva was stolen from me. Venimtze shwatz by gondwein. That's, but you have here cases, why do you have to go into a blotter of lister mizuyin, which is debatable, is this called a ganev, is this called a gazlan? Say Hashem Mosocho is Potter and Agneva Boynis, and if he tied a dignable, and later Nimshishat say Gomba, he'll pay Kefil. She Evshel a Gomba, Elab Mechilo is Tachas Akarke, Baba Oynis, Kilista Mezuyim. But this you don't have to go into a blot, Alista Mezuyim is a Ganev. Nah! A push it to Gneva! Oi! Case number 2. Imbo olav chayli shel tiruf adas. He was watching it, and all of a sudden he became beturif, and the ganef came and took it away from him. He couldn't do anything about it. Yen is a ganef. He's beturif, and then it's like makas chayshech, and then someone comes in and takes it away, and he can't protect it because he's beturif. Oishina nafla olav ba'inis. Ustamazi, he fell asleep, and the ganev came. So this is tziyurim of gneve, that he's an oynes. Oynes acher sheni yochel lishma. So memela, why did the Gemara have to make this case? We're going in the whole blotte, the list of mizuyim is a ganev. There are many cases that is a gneve boynes. That a shema socha is pota, ula rabbe de pota beseifa pei alim. Another case. Ol beidni de aili inchi. Rabbe says, if let's say there was a zev came and ate up the tzain. A zev, if the roya would have been there, he could have protected the tzain from the zev. The rabbi says, if it was all beidni da'ili inchi, a shomer is not there 24 hours a day, there's manim that he goes into the city, oy dinam, or he laid down beidni da'ili inchi, so memela, so the din is, that if a zev came in this time, he's potter. That's what the rabbi says. So toisvis, who adin, if a ganev came in this time, he'll also be potter. Because he was noita kedinotri inchi. Is mashkachas kefil, say bezoi, you have a case of kefil, shetoyin tainis ganif, beidne daili, oi beidne denaime inchi. So memele, there are cases that a shema socha is potter. Just like he's potter from a zev, if he slept at the time when people normally sleep, so be potter from gneva also. So memele, so Teisvis asks, so this whole kasha And Rabbi Yosef is a shema socha hech mashkachas lo, that he should be chayiv keifel, a toyin tainas ganov, he have ganov boines with mechiles, nafla olav shine, or ol, kidai be idne daile inchi. Umi ikale meima, an argemore, the hochele chayish. Kiven de Mishani Shapa Ballista Mizuyim is Vile de Ganafu. Good. Rav Yosef personally holds that Alista Mizuyim is a gan. So he said, such a case that Hashem is Socha is Potter Begneva by Alista Mizuyim. Ubisomach Nami Abraise de Porech Loyim Amrit. So the Gemara says, The Braise said that Hashem Achinam is more chomer than Hashem Asocha, because Hashem Achinam is chayiv keifel. So the Gemara asked on Rav Yosef, Hashem Asocha is also chayiv keifel by list of mezuyim. So they have a motzel my manami l'taymeich. I feel according to you that you're chaylik a Rav Yosef. The gazlnu akati tikshalach the matzina shem esochem eshalom kevun toyin tainis ganav boines. So zech nishkefelach. The gemara asked akasha and Rav Yosef. The gemara could have asked akasha l'taymeich afilu nadr Rav Yosef. But like maiser Rav Yosef said a teretz, and this teretz is maspik on kneiva boines. The vinishvi Hashem achinam pays always kevul, and Hashem esocha only pays kevul on certain efanim. Ach, bahu kal vachoy medeina lov tshuve koshe. But the kal vachoy medeina lov tshuve, the Gemara wanted to say that what amadoch Hashem el socho. That's part of Hashvur Meisa. Schay b'gnei b'vavede. Shail that schay b'shvur Meisa. What is schay b'gnei b'vavede? So the Gemara asks in Hashoyol, Ma l'shem esocho shekein mishalem keifu. The Gemara says in Hashoyel, the kasova haitana listim mizuyin gazlano. No, Hashem esocho doesn't pay keifu. He holds the listim mizuyin is a gazlan. In fact, Tosfos, he avoided the pirche. Uma bekach. Akati yeshol of tshuva. The Gemara in Hashoyel remains with this teretz. It's a kal vachoymer shein olav tshuve, because he holds this the mezuyin as a gazel. Faktaisis aban shuldik, there are still cases that Hashem Mesocha will pay kefil by gneiva boines. The mal Hashem Mesocha shekei mishalom kefil, but tain tainis ganev boines. Hil tainit, it was nignev boines. Ve'ein loyma de kivin de gneiva boines lo shchich lechosher pilche, Avalistin mezuyin shchiach tvei, the bekama mekaimis poich mechumus the loy shchichi. I mean, vinisht vi, shem achinom, shem asochel has this chaymer, that sometimes it could pay kefil, which Hashem never has, by gneva bainis. Void aval gav the loy shchich yochalitain kain, fakert. We're talking about the chayma of kefil that he's tining that it occurred. So a shayma, we're talking about that's the case of kefil. So he tined it was a gneva bonus. V'nira l'ri is because of this kasha, the ri says, amoyre de kishtik tayre, de kivin, shechiv akosov, shemer socha b'gneva. The tayre was machayva shemer socha b'gneva. Ustam gneve kreve loines kedemrine bashoil, svarahu de bachol inyen shetia gneve yischayev migzeres akosuv afilu boines gomo. A meiradikizach. Taisvin says, if a shemesochas chayev begneve, which is korev loines, the Torah did not differentiate how big the oynis is, korev loynis or mamish oynis. Amir de kechidish that Hashem Socha is chayiv on all gnevis, And I'll ask a kasha, it's not his fault. You're right, it's not his fault. He's chayiv. Every name is also not too much his fault. The Torah was machayiv, so Hashem Asocha is chayiv by all gneivos. Va'af al gav de belistim mezuyim, da'ainu shvuye de kro pota by akosuf, af al pi she'nein se godu yoysa, alistim mezuyim, he is pota, but a gneiva bo'ines he is chayiv v'doichik. But Tosis wants to say, amir v'kezach, that Hashem al socha is chayiv by gneiva bo'ines, and he's pota by listim mezuyim. So kan shoyel aben, what's the chilek? There's amir v'ke rosh over here. The rosh ois hei says as follows. The Rosh Nai says a mirdika hagdore. Let's just see the by Oisei. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines after Oisei starts. Umikan digdekuatoisvis, midaloi mozi lashkuche kefu b'shem esoch elo b'tainis listem ezuyim. V'tzorech loim aliste mezuyim ganefu, v'loi komar, k'ein sheton shenigde benum bo'ines, k'ein shenosan k'sofam tachas akarko oimek meye amo, shi'evshe legoin v'elo b'mechila tachas akarke, oim nignevu b'shoshu yoshon, ekofet olof choyle, yotiref adas, ekama oinzim shi'echoylem lovi alodo. Ela kol shem gneve, Afal pi shaboy de oynes godel, chayv alei shem esocha. Va'afal pi shoynes godel, k'moy listem mezuyim. Ashem esocha is chayv an gneve boynes. And he's put on listem mezuyim. V'haynu taime, so now the Rosh says teire. The whole gneve k'moy listem mezuyim, k'moy listem mezuyim, ilka chayn chilek bei shoynes godel, m'shoynes godel. Aval oynes liste mezuyen haino shvuye ubaha pota rachman Hashem esocha liste mezuyen is pota v'chein kosov b'shiltes v'ravachoy pashas v'yeitze v'i ba'agra ashlim alei af agav de ukmei beduchte nitiruso v'nignevo oynevdo chaye b'chiyuso. The boy lemeisev bado biyemoma ubalelyo shenema haisi ba yoyim achlani chayre vekerach baloyla. V'yosev bahado v'notro v'osi liste mizuyin leva motzi lemeikim ba'ape pota milishalme v'avike shvuye shvuye b'shem esoch lemechay v'rachmane. So the Rosh is amirdiki yesod. If Hashem al socha put it in a mokim mishuma, but he didn't watch it, it was stolen from him. So every gnev is a shtikaloinis. Good, he made a lock, she made a better lock. Every gnev is an oinis. And the Torah was machayiv gnev, so we don't measure the oinis. Such a lock, a better lock. Putting it in a mokim mishuma that was stolen from you, you're chayiv. When are you potter if you, because over there you didn't watch it. We learn that from Yaakov Avinu, Yisi b'yom achalani chayir b'kerach b'layla. He was watching it. Hashem Yisach is mechuyiv to watch it. So if he watched it, so he did what he's supposed to do. Now an armed ganav comes and takes it away from him. So he did what he's supposed to do. There he is potter. He did what he's supposed to do. Here you didn't watch it. You put it in a mokim mishuma. It was taken from the mokim mishuma. So every gneiva is taken more or less from a mokim mishuma. This is more mishuma, less mishuma. So if you didn't watch it, your whole cheshbon was it's mishuma lehavle lasuki adaita, and that teira was machayev. Hashem Esocha b'gneiva. But if he watched it, And it was taken, and he couldn't fight with the list of mezuyim. So then he's potter. That's the chilek between list of mezuyim and gneva boynis.